the more we stabilize in the mindfulness, in this wise awareness. The more we can appreciate and recognize this dynamic of the way that awareness supports the growth of wholesome, beautiful qualities. And simultaneously diminishes the unwholesome. And so sometimes when we're practicing, we may be focused a little bit on the dukkha side of things. And yet, we can also begin to recognize that as we observe that dukkha, because we're observing that dukkha skillfully, the wholesome qualities are strengthening. The quality of mindfulness is, of course, strengthening. Sairagu Pandita said that is one of the most wholesome mind states, this wise mindfulness. But also, with wise mindfulness, we are essentially in wise attitude, the mind that can meet, receive whatever's happening without reactivity, open, receptive. And sometimes it can be interesting, useful to checking into the attitude. We might not think so much of it being useful to check into the attitude when it feels like it's going well. Because things are just kind of rolling along. Checking into the attitude at times when it does feel like it's going well, well, it can sometimes reveal a little bit of leaning in or trying to keep something going. But it also can really help the mind to land in recognizing this is what the mind feels like when it's balanced. This is the flavor of the mind. When it's not reactive, with the absence of defilements, with the absence of greed and aversion and delusion, this is that place. And landing there, taking that in, can have so many different flavors to it. There might be a sense of just okayness, calm, ease or peace. There might be a flavor of curiosity, an interest, or patience. Or maybe it's the connected feeling of love and care or compassion. Sometimes even delight or joy. Right in the midst of observing some difficult state of mind, with that balance of mind, there can be joy. Opening to that too, meeting that. Appreciating the qualities of that balanced mind. The way that the mindfulness works, that meeting supports the nourishment and growth of those qualities. I used the word respect the other day around respecting challenging states of mind that may arise. Well, these wholesome qualities deserve respect too. Respecting love, patience, compassion. Ease and peace. They are worthy of respect.